Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir Hosban, So Lui Nishpas, Am Yakushon, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzia Daf Lamin Zayin. The Mishnah Mudalf introduces the concept of Yemunach at Sheyovo Eliyo. You put the money aside when you don't know what to do with it until Eliyo or Novi will come. The Balat Turim in Shmoyis Perich of Beis Pasuk Zayin on the Pasuk Imilo Yimotze Hagono Venikra Ba'abais Ela Eloikim says the Baal Turim, Im lo yimotze hagono v'nikrav as Rosh HaTevois Eliyahu. That sometimes you need Eliyahu and Novi to come and tell us what to do. In Daf Gimel, we already mentioned what's brought down in Sefer Chassidus. How can you rely on Eliyahu and Novi? Eliyahu and Novi is only 8 echot. There's 1 8. You need to have 2 8. So the Sfarim bring that ideas when Eliyahu and Novi will come. So the emes will be revealed and nobody will be lying. But here we'll focus on the Nekudo, which many of the Mefarshim discuss. Over here in the Amud is the Chido and the Sefer Pesach Inayim, which asks the question, we know, Lo Yibashamayimi, you cannot rely on a Psak Halacha, the Kofs of Shamayim. So how can you rely on Eliyo and Novi to tell you what is the Halacha, who owns the money? So says the Chido, from here you see a Raya, that though you can rely on Eliyahu and Novi for a psak halacha, in a din, in a psak, but you could rely on a Novi, you could rely on a maloch to know the mitzias, to know what exactly happened over here. Here we don't want to know the halacha, we just want to know who's the one who gave the money to the nifkat, who's the one who gave more money. So it's a question of mitzias, a question of reality, that you could rely on something from Shemayim. And the Chida sends to Sefer Birkei Yosef on Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Siman Lamed Beis, where there is Ma'arich on this Nekuda, and he brings the Ma'aram ben Chaviv in the Sefer Tosefes Yom Kippurim. He holds you cannot rely on a Novi, you can't rely on Shemayim, even for a Metzias. Referring to the case that we want to know if the baby belongs to the first husband or to the second husband. And the Chida there brings many, many rayas to show that we do rely on Shemayim for Mitzias, for reality. And one of his rayas is from our Mishnah over here in Bo Mitzio, Yemunach at Shevo Eliyo, relying on Eliyo and Novi for Mitzias, although you're not relying on Eliyo and Novi for Psak Halacha. And many of Gedoyla and Mefarshim in the Poskim discuss this. To what extent do you rely on a Novi? To what extent do you rely on a Psak with Shemayim if even when we speak about Metzias, about reality, is it completely reliance or not? We'll end here with a beautiful Ha'oro that's brought down the Sefer Aruzid Be'irav on Yevom Mesdaf Tetzayin and Udalef in the name of the Ponevich Rav. The Ponevich Rav asks, sometimes in the Gemara, when we're trying to bring that the Eliyahu and Novi will answer, we use the word Tishbi. As we know that the Rosh HaTevus of Teikoi is Tishbi Yetaretz Kushu Subayus. And on the other hand, we sometimes see the word Eliyo, like we're seeing over here. Yemunach at Sheyovo Eliyo. When do you use the word Tishbi and when do you use the word Eliyo? Says the Ponevich Rav, Tishbi refers to Eliyo and Novi as a human being. When Eliyo and Novi will come back, Losid Lavoi, he'll come back as a regular Adam. And then he will come and answer questions, not Mishamayim. He will answer questions based on his own das. He will come as a regular human being to come and answer questions. That's what we talk about, Piske Halacha, Din. But we talk about Mitzias, we want to talk about reality. Then even before he comes as a human being, coming as a Malach, as a Novi, if you come and tell us what the Mitzias is, as the Chido says. So therefore, says the Ponevich Rav, whenever we talk about a din, a halacha, then we need to use the word tishbi. Teikoi, tishbi, taras, kushu, zubayos. It cannot be a novi, kelo b'shamayimi. He needs to be as a regular human being, then we call him tishbi. But we talk about a sofik b'mitzias, what happened? Then we use Eliyo, yemunach at sheyovo Eliyo, for nifloi mehoid, based on this chido. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.